This is the 2017 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. Here's Kara Hetland with a rundown of today's top legislative news in Pierre.
8th District State Representative Matthew Woolman has resigned his seat just days after admitting to sexual contact with two legislative interns. House Speaker Mark Mickelson said last week a bipartisan committee would look into Woolman's actions. Woolman admitted to sexual contact with the interns in both the 2015 and 2016 legislative session. He gave his resignation on Monday. Governor Dennis Dugard released a statement saying the representative did the right thing by leaving the House. Dugard says he plans to name a replacement quickly. Woolman's district includes the Madison area and parts north of Sioux Falls. President Donald Trump has nominated a South Dakota college official for Secretary of the Air Force. Dr. Heather Wilson is the president of the South Dakota School of Mines. She has served there since 2013. Wilson represented New Mexico in the U.S. House for 11 years and graduated from the Air Force Academy in 1982. She served under President George H.W. Bush on the National Security Council and as an Air Force officer in Europe. Mike Rush is the director of the South Dakota Board of Regents. He says Wilson gave the board the news over the weekend. If Wilson is approved by the Senate, she becomes the first Air Force Academy graduate to serve as secretary. The South Dakota House State Affairs Committee is kickstarting the repeal of Initiated Measure 22. After 2 hours of testimony, the group voted in favor of sending a repeal to the House floor. IM 22 supporters say voters will remember the slight against them. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has this report.
On Monday afternoon, lawmakers tore into the voter-approved act that establishes a publicly funded campaign finance system, ethics commission, as well as various lobbying and campaign finance restrictions. The measure passed by the committee has an emergency clause, meaning once passed and signed by the governor, IM-22 would be repealed immediately. Representative Larry Roden opposed IM-22 early on in the campaign. He says he was disappointed in the commercials supporting the measure.
To watch as out-of-state group spends hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars telling my neighbors that I'm corrupt. And when I get emails from people that have fallen into that trap, parroting the same information, when I know it to be false, it doesn't happen. Not in the state of South Dakota, it doesn't.
Opponents of IM-22 say the measure unconstitutionally appropriates money for a publicly funded campaign system. Rebecca Turk is with South Dakota Rural Action. She says voters will remember the repeal.
House Bill 1069 communicates to voters that they did not understand or want what they asked for in the voting booth in November. Furthermore, this bill communicates to voters that the legislature believes it knows what voters want better than the voters do, which is a message unlikely to be well received or forgotten.
Several bills relating to the provisions of IM-22 are in the hopper for consideration. Two of the bills are bipartisan, one establishing a government accountability board and another limiting gifts from lobbyists to lawmakers. Another bill seeks to prevent out-of-state money from a single source to fund over 75% of a ballot question committee. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2017 State House Podcast. For additional programming of South Dakota Public Broadcasting and for more radio news, visit us online at sdpb.org. Additionally, download the free sd.net app on your mobile device. This will keep you up to date with committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking South Dakota Public Broadcasting News on Facebook and by following at sdpb news on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications and the South Dakota Bar Foundation. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.